Okay. Question. What are the general similarities and differences between the practice of Anapanasati and Satipatthana? Are they the same practice? Thank you. Satipatthana is broader. I mean, these are the foundations of mindfulness. And so that there's a broader, maybe more extensive in the delineation of, say, mindfulness of the body, mindfulness of feeling, mindfulness of the mind, mindfulness of dhammas, of mental phenomena. Say, mindfulness of breathing is like a subset of Satipatthana. But it's also the Buddha, in the Anapanasati Sutta, he actually specifically says that the practice of Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, brings to fruition the Satipatthana practice. And so that the way that the Buddha lays out mindfulness of breathing, the last couple of days I've given some reflections on mindfulness of breathing. It's been mostly what I've talked about. It's been mostly about the body, but the different steps in mindfulness of breathing actually go on to use the base or the foundation of the feeling of the mind of dhammas, also incorporating it into the mindfulness of breathing practice. They're linked, not the same practice. The mindfulness of the Satipatthana, foundations of mindfulness, are probably a lot more extensive, a bit broader.